This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with Daryl David, the country gardener, getting some great gardening tips. But first, a woman who believes she looks better than her boyfriend might consider dumping him. Researchers found women who believe they are better looking than their partners are less likely to be committed to the relationship and more likely to seek attention from other men. The women who rated themselves as more attractive than their mates reported more interest in men other than their partners and more flirting with other men. The women also showed some resistance to their man's attempts to keep them from being taken by another man through tactics like public displays of affection or controlling behavior. Tabloid sources claim Rihanna and Chris Brown are back together. Chris was in the studio with an aspiring singer who witnessed an intimate FaceTime session between him and Rihanna. The singer took a Snapchat of the FaceTime session, and the two were talking like they were still in a relationship. The Snapchat has since been deleted. Another source has confirmed the two are back together, but Rihanna is taking things slow. The source says she still loves Chris and wants to make sure that they get things right this time. Of course, he was accused of assaulting her in a previous relationship. The life and artistry of the Man in Black will be celebrated in Johnny Cash, American Rebel, a CMT original documentary, premiering September 12th at 9 p.m. on the 12th anniversary of his death. The film features exclusive interviews with Johnny Cash's family, friends, and admirers, including singers Eric Church, Sheryl Crow, Rodney Crowell, record executive Clive Davis, Merle Haggard, Chris Christopherson, John Mellencamp, Kid Rock, producer Rick Rubin, Willie Nelson, and others. It marks the first time Cash's son John Carter Cash, daughter Roseanne Cash, and June Carter's daughter Carlene Carter have all appeared in a film about him. Kenny Chesney's father, David William Chesney, was arrested and charged with assaulting a man on a golf course. Dave Chesney was charged with aggravated assault and vandalism after he allegedly had a dispute with a neighbor. The musician's father was asked to clean up after his dogs and keep them on a leash. Allegedly, he responded by hitting the victim with a golf club and then smashing his sunglasses with his feet. The neighbor was reportedly still in the hospital. Chesney was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and has a lot of family still residing there. NBC has announced that its upcoming holiday film, Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors, will air Thursday, December 10th from 9 to 11 p.m. The movie, which includes Jennifer Nettles as Parton's mother, is based on the true story of Parton's upbringing. The film is set in the Tennessee Great Smoky Mountains in 1955. The movie is a family-oriented, faith-based story about the incidents in her and her family's life around the time she was 9 years old. Filming begins this week in Atlanta. Daryl David, the country gardener, is a regular contributor here. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Not too bad for this time in August. Humid days.
Yeah, you're not kidding. The dog days of summer. Now, landscapers, people that want to do landscaping at their house want to know what they can use, what they can plant if they have an extremely moist area in their yard or on their property.
Yeah, there's many good plants. There's a plant for every location. And because it's been dry for the last month and a half or so in our area, and the whole, actually, Midwest, too, is this is a good time to plant some of these plants that can tolerate moisture. Because if you try to plant them when there's lots of moisture, it's tough. And actually, a lot of the wet spots are dry now. So this is a good time to put some plants in. And August, September is the best time of year. Fall planting is a great time to put plants in. But there are many good trees and shrubs that tolerate moist conditions. And one of my favorite trees for trees is red maple. Beautiful, relatively fast-growing tree, good quality foliage, and nice, unbelievable red leaves in the fall. The one you see in the summertime that is red leaves, that's not a red maple. That's crimson king maple. It's a cultivar of Norway maple. But red maple is a most beautiful fall color. And I think that's the national tree of, it's on their flag in Canada. And then silver maple. Now, this is not one of my favorite trees, but it is fast growing, tough tree. I would plant the red maple over the silver maple. The silver maple is a little bit too fast growing, but if you don't have much of a choice, I'd put it in as last resort. And if you had lots of property, alders They're a pretty fast-growing tree. I have limited use of those. It tolerates the moisture. But one of my favorite small trees is the Allegheny serviceberry, shad below, shad bush, they call it. Beautiful tree. Small tree, multiple stem or single stem. Beautiful flowers in the springtime. Beautiful foliage in the fall. Nice reds color fall. And berries, and the birds like it. It's a great plant. Should be used a lot more. And I think it's one of the first white flowering trees in the springtime. Great tree. Another one is river birch. It makes sense. River birch next to the rivers. Beautiful tree, especially when it's young. Has cinnamon exfoliating bark. Beautiful quality tree. They use it a lot in landscapes, even in dry areas. So some of these trees work in wet areas, and some work in normal soil, well-drained soils also. Honey locust, you don't see many people planting this. When I was in school many moons ago, honey locust was planted pretty heavy, and it's a good, tough tree. Has little tiny leaflets, so it's really not much of a problem with the fall foliage of raking up the leaves, because the leaves are so small, they all blow away into your neighbor's property. Eastern larch, European larch, not Eastern larch. European larch is another good quality plant. It's a deciduous evergreen. It has cones. It produces cones, but it loses its leaves in the fall. Beautiful, beautiful, fast-growing tree, and takes wet areas. American sweet gum, another good quality tree. It's slow to get started and has beautiful fall foliage. Good quality tree. These are all good quality trees. I think they're all, so far, the ones I mentioned for trees, except for the silver maple. So American sweet gum, good quality tree. You can plant it near your house. You don't have to worry about it falling on your house compared to the silver maple. And then sweet bay magnolia. It's a small tree, beautiful flowers. The best way to describe it, it looks like the leaves look like a rhododendron. Beautiful white flowers with a yellow center in it. Good quality tree. And this one I don't see planted too much at all around, but it should be planted more because it's a small tree, not a large, big, huge tree taking over your property. Especially if you have a small property. Black gum is another good quality tree. It doesn't transplant too well when it's young, but once it's planted, unbelievable fall color. Here again, a good quality tree. And then a London plane tree. The one we see growing wild is the American plane tree or American sycamore. Now that usually you see it next to a river or lake. That gets huge. The London plane tree is planted now more in cities, and it's a good city tree. It can take pollutions, salts, and all that, but it does good in wet areas. And poplar, I'm not too great on poplar trees, but they are fast growing, but there is a place for them for the wet spots. Now here's an interesting tree, the swamp white oak, huge tree, and they have them planted down at the World Trade Center. They planted 400 of them. I couldn't believe it, but they're gonna take off, I guess, in the next couple of years. And they'll get quite large, but beautiful quality tree. And, of course, they have the big acorns, which attracts deer. Willow. This one of all on the list, besides the silver maple, I wouldn't plant willow unless you have a big, big property, because these trees will take over your whole property. And they're messy. They attract all kinds of insects, but they can take the water, and that's what the people want. And then the last one on the trees is the common bald cypress. It gets big. I have two in my yard in the back, and I have a wet spot. My yard, I got over an acre or so, but in the way in the back, it's very wet. So I planted two common bald cypress. It's the same cypress, common bald cypress you see in Florida. And it's hardy up here, up in New York area. And it grows. I've seen it in the Midwest also. It's a pretty nice looking tree. It looks like the redwood tree. And actually, the dawn redwood and the common bald cypress almost look identical. Their shape is a little different, and their formation is a little bit different. But I have some shrubs. I don't know if we have
time for some shrubbery.
Yeah, okay.
These are shrubs that would plant well and do well in a wet area.
Yeah. I just got done talking about trees, but now I'll do some shrubbery. Some good ones. The Siberian dogwood. It's a true dogwood. It's not as showy. It does have flowers, but not showy like the native dogwood tree we grow around. But Siberian dogwood is a small shrub. Silky dogwood is another one. And then they have a blood twig dogwood, which has red twigs on it. And it's neat in the wintertime when you have snow on the ground. And then they have the red osier dogwood. So there's four different dogwood shrubs. They can take moisture quite a bit. So good quality plant. And mountain laurel can take moisture. You see them up in the mountains on the edge of the woods, but they do great also. Mountain laurel, beautiful flowers in June. And then the drooping Leucothea is a nice small shrub and beautiful, exotic looking, and it can tolerate all kinds of moisture. And privet, people, you think of privet, European privet does well in moist areas. So and spicebush is another good quality plant. And the one they use to make for candles, for the scent for candles, is northern bayberry. That's a nice quality plant, too. And some of your pinker bloom azaleas and pink shell azaleas do well in moisture. And you'll see them natively growing in different areas. And they do fine.
All right, so, terrific.
Yeah,
okay. Well, they have given us lots of ideas. I realize now during your segment I have to have a pencil and a paper to jot down all these names so I can look them up and find them at my local nursery, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, they're there. They have them. They're very common. 30, 40 years ago, a lot of these you'd have a hard time finding, but now you can find most of them. The nurseries have a big, big selection of plants.
Daryl David, the Country Gardener, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Mike.
And with the Country Gardener, Daryl David, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's one of the most overused words during an interview. Motivated.
Being motivated is great, but it's too vague. Marketing consultant Jeff Gross says instead, you should talk about what motivates you or share something you achieved through self-motivation. Here are some examples.
If you're applying for a managerial position, point out that you're motivated to help other people reach their full potential and provide an example.
If you're applying for a job in a new industry, show that you're motivated to learn new skills by highlighting classes you've taken or projects you volunteered for.
Give your motivation some context. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In just one day, a couple of weeks ago, 300 people in Barcelona, Spain were treated for jellyfish stings, 11 taken to hospitals. And now, from Spain to New York, Australia, Japan, and Hawaii, jellyfish are multiplying. More and more beaches have been forced to close, and commercial fishing nets are becoming clogged with piles of the stinging jelly monsters. In Australia, more than 30,000 people were treated for stings last year alone, double the year before. Scientists have concluded that expanding jellyfish swarms signal worldwide declining ocean health. Jellyfish are the cockroaches of the open waters, able to thrive in badly damaged environments. Believed now to be caused from global warming and overfishing.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.